The Statue Who Came to Dinner, starring Elijah as Pygmalion, Freya as Galatea, Griffin as Philodorus, Kai as Venus, and Eliza as Palumbria.
Those dreadful people out there on the street, all that noise occurring and making a mockery of things. Lucky I've got you, Galatea, darling. So sensitive, so gentle. You never raise your voice or giggle or argue. You really are the most wonderful woman in the whole of Cyprus. The whole of Greece, I bet. This is good. Eat up, darling. Not hungry? I remember the day you arrived. Here, trapped inside that perfect piece of white stone. I could see you trying desperately to get out. Do you remember? I started carving at once. I didn't stop. Hardly ate or slept. Just carving, carving, carving. Then finally, there you were, the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Don't you like your dinner, darling? Is the meat not tender enough for you? That necklace I bought in the market last week looks so lovely on you. I must get some earrings to match. Don't you like it? Please answer me, Galatea. Why don't you say anything? Why don't you move? You look so real. Here, let me feel your pulse. Nothing, alas, you're just stone, a beautiful coast stone. Oh, I wish you were real.
Pygmalion? Pygmalion, are you there?
Coming.
At last. I thought I heard somebody crying.
What are you doing?
Crying? No one's crying here.
You don't look well, Pygmalion. You should get out more.
I'm fine, here at home with my...
What? With what? Your statues? Come on. Come off it, Pygmalion. You haven't carved anything in months. Let's face it, when did you last make a sale?
Sale? Ha!
You know what your problem is? You're lonely. I could introduce you to someone. There's this nice girl I know.
Please. Never! Had it with women.
Now, just because of a little misunderstanding with that lady from Crete.
Misunderstanding? She laughed at me, said my statues are a waste of good stone, that she'd sooner build a bridge. What good is a bridge to anyone?
Well, you know, if there's a river, some people might think a bridge could be...
What's all this rushing about crossing rivers? People can stay where they are. Who wants a bridge when you can have something beautiful, something that doesn't laugh at you or make fun of you? Something that you love with all your heart and could maybe even love you in return.
Uh-oh, here we go. There, pull yourself together. Now you are coming to the festival.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Pygmalion. You need to get out. You need to see people. Everyone's there, even the great goddess Venus herself. Maybe you could say a little prayer to Venus and find yourself a real woman.
A real woman? A real woman? You say Venus herself is there.
So I've heard.
And she grants wishes to ordinary people like me.
So they say.
You know what, Philodorus? I think I'll come with you.
That's the spirit.
I'll ask Venus. She'll help me. Surely, Venus can work miracles after all.
This has been the most pleasant festival. Everyone bowing down delightfully low before me and saying such gratifying things. How loved and admired I am.
Yes, indeed, mighty Venus.
The choir worshipping me wasn't bad either. Although I thought last year's was better. Oh, what happened to them?
Oh, well, remember that day you had a headache and got rather cross?
Hmm?
You turned them all into dolphins, don't you remember?
Look, I conduct so many transformations, you can hardly expect me to remember them all. Anyway, that's just about it for today. One last speech to the masses?
Venus, mighty Venus, I'm not sure if anyone's expecting a speech exactly. We're very pressed for the time. We've got that festival at Chios to do, remember?
Nonsense! There's always time for a good speech. I don't want to disappoint anyone. Let me just clear my throat up a little. Minions of Cyprus!
There she is! That's Venus! I must ask her!
Millions of minions of Cyprus!
Excuse me?
If you don't mind, I'm busy just now. Millions and millions of minions of Cyprus!
Please, wonderful, marvelous Venus, I need your help.
Perhaps, mighty Venus, if you were just to deal with this man first.
All right, what do you want?
Venus, I'm so in love.
Yes, yes, I've heard it all before. Spit it out, will you?
But the woman I love is made of...
I really don't care, and I don't have time for this. Whatever you want, you silly man, I don't care what it is. Consider it done. Just stop interrupting me.
What?
You've got your witch, now get out of my sight. Now look how low the sun is. How vexing. I must fly. There's no time for my speech.
What a pity.
Did she? Can it be? Has Venus made my dream come true? Galatea?
Pygmalion.
Hello there.
Funny way to say hello.
Is it really you?
I hope so.
Let me feel your pulse. It's beating. You're alive.
Of course I'm alive. How else would I be talking to you?
This is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, good.
Now I want to make you happy. What can I do for you, darling? Tell me anything.
Actually, now you mention it, I'm terribly hungry.
Hungry?
Starving. You've no idea how hard it was to sit at that table night after night without all that delicious food, without being able to eat it. I could eat a horse.
Anything you want.
Really? How about a camel?
Have two, my blossom.
Fantastic. Can we invite a few friends as well? It's awfully quiet here, just you and me.
Let's invite all of Cyprus to dinner. I can't
wait to introduce you to everyone.
Fildoris, friends, all of you, are you there? Come in. I want all of you to meet Galatea, a work of art and a real woman.